Hey guys, I'm Ethan Daniels, back from Colorado Springs, right here in Shipshewana, Indiana. And this is a show called, let's let the big announcer guy tell you. I mean, that's what I paid him all that money for. So let me hit the switch right here and...
The switch has been flipped. The ceiling fan is on. When the world searches for a hero, they turn to one man. Of course, that has nothing to do with the show. But that's okay, because when the world searches for a look at Odyssey like they've never seen it before, Ethan Daniels is the man for the job.
Good evening, this is John Watsonberger with a special Odyssey News Update, Sports Edition. Parents and fans of Odyssey Coyotes baseball team headed home earlier than expected today when their game against the Mud Hens was canceled due to unsportsmanlike conduct on the part of several of the players. Chief Sports Correspondent Henry Manadou is on the scene now. Henry?
Thanks, John. I'm here at Memorial Hospital where several of the boys and parents are being treated after today's throwdown. I've talked to several onlookers who seem to be incredibly shocked by the incident, but some say it's been a long time coming. Here's what local parent Angela Bryson had to say.
There's just so much pressure being put on these poor kids to perform. Win, win, win. That is all they hear, all the time. From their coaches, parents, not to mention the threat of lost funding from the state because of all this bureaucratic nonsense that seems to demand results from every project they invest in. I don't even see why we take score. It's a game, for goodness sake. Isn't a game supposed to be fun? Where's the fun in my child coming home sad because he can't hit the ball, or catch a pop-up, or throw farther than 10 feet? Does it make him any less of a baseball player just because he isn't as good at baseball as the other kids? Well, now we see what happens when we encourage a competitive attitude in our kids. Tell me, how is that supposed to help them in the real world?
Henry, were you able to find out exactly what happened this afternoon?
So far, I've only been able to put together bits and pieces of the story. From what I've been able to gather, it all started at the beginning of the fourth inning, when Coyotes catcher Chad Firth directed several offensive comments towards Alan Smith, first baseman of the Mud Hens, while he was up to bat. Apparently, the excessive use of distasteful implications about the batter's mother, sister, and grandmother pushed Alan to, shall we say, his wit's end, at which point Alan proceeded to turn around and kick Chad. This is where the story becomes unclear. However, we do know that people from both teams were involved in the bench-clearing brawl that ensued and led to this packed hospital waiting room that I am standing in now. Back to you, John.
We also asked Coach Connie Kendall how she felt this might affect the chances to make it into the Little League Championship this year, in which she replied, "It couldn't hurt our chances." I'm John Watsonberger, and this has been a special Odyssey News Update, Sports Edition.
Oh, hey. I'm sorry, I was just sitting here listening to album 50 for the 50th time with my homemade Odyssey MP3 player and wear my homemade Odyssey t-shirt that I got from my mom's laundry basket and created using a permanent marker, which I think is just more proof that I'm the biggest Odyssey fan. Well, what a crazy past few weeks it's been. Well, I hope all the fans out there are doing well. There are some exciting things happening in the world of Odyssey. We've got the re-release of several of the Odyssey albums, which will include behind-the-scenes extras, brand new album art, and of course the classic stories that we've all come to love. And this time, they're going to be in 3D. Some of the albums include Through the Thick and Thin, Darkness Before Dawn, Battle Lines, and others. So be on the lookout for those. I know I'm looking forward to it. Also, The Truth Chronicles, the AIO's little collabo with Focus on the Family's Christian Worldview Awareness Program, The Truth Project, has their first episode for download. So check that stuff out and tell your mom, because I'm sure she's going to love it. And finally, the official AIO podcast released their final installment of the epic Freaky Friday-esque team-up with the hosts of the unofficial AIO podcast. And I must say, great job. I mean, wow. I'm just so in awe of the quality all around that thing. If you haven't listened, check it out. Either go to the unofficial podcast blog and listen to it there, or go to witsend.org/podcast, and you can listen to all three episodes on there. It's exciting, really exciting. Well, that's about all for the show today. I've had a pretty busy week, and apparently Odyssey hasn't, because that's about all the news that they've got. But it sure is good to be back here in Shipshewana, Indiana. Oh, and speaking of, next time I plan on having a friend of mine on the show. He isn't a famous Odyssey guy or anything, but he's a cool dude. So be sure to check that out and see how it goes. Thank you so much, everybody, for your comments and listening. I just want to give shout-outs to everybody. Everybody out there is awesome. That's all I got to say. All right. Well, until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. For more information, check us out at tadpoleradio.com. If you have any other questions, comments, or just want to say hello, feel free to check us out online at theceilingfan.blogspot.com or email us at thetadpole@tadpoleradio.com.